not.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
It happens.
A group of 17 summer school students gathered in Reed Brewer's lab to learn about one of Unalaska's most important subsistence and commercial species, red king crabs. Blood squirted as Brewer helped the students cut off the carapace from a large male. Together, they learned about the different parts. Reactions were mixed.
It looks like spinach stuff and like really, really gross inside.
One student was checking out the hepatopancreases, a soupy mixture that serves as the crab's pancreas and liver mixed together. It sits inside the body, right next to the heart. Contrastingly,
it looks sort of cute. All the little fur thingies.
A girl was looking at the two modified legs that are inside the carapace.
So they use this little modified leg to clean their gills, like a Q-tip, like you guys clean your ears. So a little different.
14-year-old DeQuayne Thomas Jenkins said cutting it open gave him a different perspective on the crab.
Well, we get to see how it feels, pretty much, because it's suffering a lot.
Nevertheless, he thought the experience was cool because he learned a lot about the crab and it would be eaten in the end and not wasted.
It was very interesting. Very, very interesting. I didn't know the eyes were connected to the shell, to the carapace, so yeah. I thought it'd be connected to the body, so I thought the eyes would be still on the body when we took off the carapace, but I was proved wrong.
A group of girls were surprised by the insides, too.
We've seen it when we ate it, but not the real one. It's not cooked. No, not when they're not cooked.
The dissection field trip was a part of teacher Aura Beatty's attempt to educate students about their home.
I brought my class out to Crab Dissection Central because it is a part of my summer school field trip extravaganza. My goal for summer school this summer was to get my students out and about in the community doing things that they normally wouldn't do.
She's also planning on taking them on hikes, processing plant tours, radio station tours, and other trips. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.